Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
We're talking with Rick Strasser from FCA and SOS Radio, and Rick was on TV here in town for a lot of years doing sports reports. Today he's a chaplain for UNLV Athletics, chaplain for Las Vegas Aces, among a lot of other things. You're working with students every day, Rick.
Absolutely. That's the name of the game here. This ministry is going to where they are and making a difference with the influence that they have.
So how does it work with UNLV? Because you have basketball teams, you have football teams, we have new coaches, they're coming in. I know a lot of things have been changing in our university system here in Nevada over the last couple of years, but you get to meet with the athletes and counsel them and get to speak truth to them and challenge them and help inspire them as a member of the team.
You know, I've been with FCA for going on 12 years now, and it's been a process, you know, a lot of tilling of the ground, a lot of, I call this ministry the ministry of hanging out, just being there and earning the right, really, to speak into the lives of these athletes and these coaches. But it's been a great opportunity to get to know the coaches, and because if you can get the coach, you can get the players. And FCA believes in the heart of the coach, because if you can get that, then they will portray that to their athletes, you know. And there's a lot of need out there with these athletes. I mean, they come from so many different backgrounds, so many different cultures, so many different households, you know, and being able to be there for them for the needs that they have when they have them, it's a real blessing. It's very humbling because you're playing a role that really nobody would if FCA wasn't around.
We're talking with Rick Strasser from FCA on SWS Radio. When you dig into people coming from different cultures, students are in a place where they're trying to flesh out their identity. For most of them, it's the first time they've ever lived away from home. I mean, for most of us, we went away to college. It's like, this is our first time away from home. This is my first time ever even thinking about a budget. And, oh, wait, how am I going to pay for food? Oh, now I have a credit card that I haven't really thought much about. I'm trying to ask my parents for money, but at the same time, I'm working a part-time job that doesn't really pay for much. But I'm trying to just survive. I'm playing sports. What are you seeing about the state of where students are today?
Like you said, when they're on their own for the first time, that's a really big deal. And especially the ones who aren't from this town, coming to Vegas and having everything right there is a challenge for them. And for a lot of them, it can become an overwhelming experience. But, you know, I primarily work with athletes, and so their time is spent quite a bit, whether it's in the weight room or whether it's at practice or going to games or whatever. But when they do have time to themselves and they do have that opportunity to be able to make decisions, a lot of them are having to make some decisions they've never had to make before. And what we want to do is we want to steer them in the right direction. We want to let them know that, hey, as an athlete, first of all, you have incredible influence because people are watching you. If you think of the funnel from when you play youth sports to the percentage that move on to play high school sports to the percentage that play Division I athletics, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then it's kind of infantile when you look at who's going to play professional sports. So many of them, that's their focus. They want to play at that next level. And that becomes their identity, is their sport.
So what happens if you get injured or your sport doesn't have a whole lot of slots like professional football,
right,
or baseball or hockey does, and you play something different? You're like, okay, what's that professional level look like? That doesn't look like it's going to work out for me now, and I haven't really put a whole lot of stock into really focusing on my education as a real career.
Yeah, and that is one of the main issues, if you will, that I deal with a lot of these athletes, because their whole identity is the fact that they are a soccer player or a football player or basketball, whatever their sport is. But then when that comes to an end, or if it's taken from them, which is even harder for them, through an injury or whatever, suddenly they're dealing with all those identity issues. I had a soccer player who came to me and said, I got to talk. And so I met with her, and she said that she had just sustained her second concussion, and the university physician said she was done. And she had a whole year of eligibility left. So you can imagine the emotions she's going through, right? She's desperate. She's upset. She's not understanding what to do with herself. And I asked her the question. I said, well, who are you? How do you answer that question? And we ask that question a lot of our athletes, because their first answer normally is, I am an athlete. I am my sport. Well, if that is taken from you, do you suddenly have no identity? And that's applicable to anybody in any situation. You know, you can look at me. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm the Southern Nevada director for FCA. All those things, while tragically, could be taken from me. And if that's what I put my identity in, if it's taken, do I have no identity? So from what I found, the only thing that I have that cannot be taken from me is my faith. And that's where my identity has to start. And that's what we're instilling into these athletes, is it's got to start with a foundation. And all the other things that you do, the relationships, the abilities, all of that should enhance who you are, but not define who you are.
We're talking with Rick Strasser today at SOS Radio, and he works with FCA in Nevada. You have an event. It's called Rise Up. It's coming up on Wednesday, March the 4th, 6 o'clock over at Faith Lutheran High School. You're going to have a charity basketball game with a whole bunch of celebrities. Then you're going to have a dunk contest and a shootout for some high school students.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is the fifth annual Rise Up event, slam dunk three-point shootout. The first 3 years, it was just the high school competition with the dunk competition and the shootout for the boys and the girls, which seemed like enough because it was a big event and we loved it. But we have a celebrity dunk panel that comes, and like you see in the All-Star game, holding up the numbers. And we had a couple NFL players who were like, I want to play. And so that started stirring in me, and I'm like, okay, let's do that. So last year we added the celebrity basketball game and had so much fun with it. So it's a high character, high energy event. It's an FCA event, so you're going to hear the gospel. We shut it all down about midway through, and we have a speaker who's going to share their testimony. And then we just have a lot of fun with it. We celebrate the athleticism. We celebrate the gift that it is that God has given them. And we have some fun at the same time.
So, yeah, people like Asia Wilson from the Aces and Keyshawn Nixon from the Raiders and others that maybe we can't even say publicly that are going to be showing up. But you've had Golden Knights players, you've had Raiders, you've had other NFL players, baseball players showing up.
Absolutely. We've got a great list. This year, Marcus Banks, former Rebel, who played in the NBA for years, is coming. Xavier Grimble from the NFL, Brandon Marshall from the NFL, Vernon Fox, who good friend, who just announced that he's stepping down as the head coach at Faith Lutheran, but he also played in the NFL for 8 years and went to high school here. Aaron Rowand, who won two World Series, Gold Glove winner, he's coming to play. And then we've got just a lot of different sports represented, and then some local celebrities, too, who like to come and see what they can do with these professional and former athletes as well.
I know one particular NFL player was saying, hey, I can't play anymore. My playing days are over, but I'm going to be holding up those cards in that dunk competition. I'm going to give you like a negative 4.7 if you don't jump.
That's right. Yeah, a good friend of ours, Mark McMillan, who played with several teams and was...
Played with the Chiefs, played with the Eagles.
Eagles, absolutely, yeah. And he's coming, and he said, I don't know if I can run with the guys anymore, but I definitely want to be there to hold up the cards, that's for sure. And we have several people like that as well. So it's going to be a fun time to celebrate the athleticism, to have a high character event, and to be able to celebrate these younger kids who can come and see some of their idols and show what they can do with the shootout and the dunk competition. Let me tell you, Scott, we've had some incredible dunk competitions over the last few years, and that's the cool thing, is you never know what you're going to see.
Yeah.
And we've had several of those. One of the guys who comes, his name is Chase Skinkis. He's actually a dunk coach for NBA players.
For real?
And has coached three of the last four dunk champions that you see at the All-Star game. So there's some cred there for sure.
How do I sign up for that class?
Right, exactly. Can you teach ups? I don't think you can.
Oh, yeah, if you can't see through the radio, I'm only like 5'7". We're talking with Rick Strasser from FCA at SWIS Radio on Rise Up. It's coming up March the 4th. It's Wednesday night, Faith Lutheran High School. $10 to get in?
$10 to get in, $5 if you're a CCSD employee, military, first responder, just bring your ID and yours will be $5. But it's just a great opportunity for the community to come together and celebrate what these athletes, and younger and older, can do out there for sure.
We're talking about navigating sports as a family on SWIS Radio, and we're talking with Rick Strasser from FCA. Rick, it's crazy. We both have kids. Our kids like playing basketball and soccer and volleyball. it can kind of take control of your family if you don't set some boundaries and some strategies to protect your family identity. And Rick, it's interesting because we want to have our kids involved in church. We want to have our kids involved in youth group. But as our kids progress and they play sports, especially if you have multiple kids, you know, Monday night and Wednesday night, you have one kid doing practice and the other kid's doing, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays after school playing those sports. And then Saturdays all day, you're doing different sports between your kids' games, and sometimes on Sunday if they're in a tournament, youth groups on Wednesday night. You want to carve out the faith part of this and make that a priority. And then you also want your kids to have opportunity. How have you learned to navigate this as a guy that loves sports and loves competition, but also wants to speak to the spiritual part of this through FCA?
Obviously, I work with athletes, so that's the target group, but there has to be some priorities that each family has. And I know exactly where you're coming from. I have four daughters myself that have played sports, and that took up a lot of time. And we're in a society now that these kids are told if they don't play their sport 365, they will not have an opportunity later in life in that sport. And unfortunately, that's been a disservice to our kids, because I know when I was growing up playing sports, it was when the season changed, my sport changed, and it was so much fun. But a lot of the fun has been taken out of it because they're just being looked at as what they can give to get to that next level. You owe a certain amount or a certain amount of time. And then there's the financial side of it, too.
Oh,
it's very expensive. So there's got to be priorities with it. And with our kids, when they have abilities, yes, we want to encourage them. We want to enhance those. But we also have to understand that we don't want that to become all they are, because they got to be the well-rounded individual, and the well-rounded individual's body, mind, and spirit. We want to enhance what they do physically, but we've also got to enhance their studies with their mind. And we have to work out our spiritual self as much as we work out our physical self so that we can be strong and healthy in all three aspects of our life.
We're talking about our identity and our kids' lives, especially when they're busy, when they're in sports, when they're in activities at school with their studies. We're talking with Rick Strasser from FCA today at SWS Radio. It's interesting, Rick, because when we dig into identity, a lot of times you think, okay, my kid plays soccer and they're really good at soccer and they're 7 years old, they're 9 years old, they're 11 years old. And a lot of times these coaches and these club teams, they see that your child's gifted in athletics and they say, hey, you should specialize in this. Join this club team, sign up. It's going to be $1,200 for this season, but we need you to set your schedule around the CCSD schedule because that's when we practice and that's when we're doing this. And your vacation should be on those same vacations because you can't miss this sport. But the NCAA stats show that they actually looking for scholar athletes. When they're giving out scholarships, it's not just someone who's good at a particular sport, it's someone who is also excelling in their studies. And their stats are showing that the students that don't specialize early on are usually the best ones by the time they get to college.
Absolutely. And the part that a lot of people miss is the mental side of it, because the burnout rate is so high for these kids that are pushed so hard to specialize in just one sport. And it's almost what the parents living vicariously through the student athlete to be able to get to a certain level that they were never able to achieve. Scott, everybody is blessed with unique gifts and abilities. Not everybody is supposed to be that athlete, but there are some that are blessed athletically. And we live in an age where if you have athletic ability, you will be seen and you will be noticed and you will have opportunities. But you've got to have balance, you've got to have boundaries, and you've got to be able to nurture every aspect of who you are instead of just looking at it and saying, well, this kid is going to be a superstar and so everything is put on them. And then when they get to the next level, suddenly those expectations are, what can you do for me, instead of, look how great you are. And I've seen it over and over again.
Wow.
Through the recruiting process, they're glorified for what they can do and what they can offer. But when they get there, suddenly they're not the man or the girl who's going to be able to be the one on that team. They got to be a team player. And suddenly in their own mind, it's difficult for them because they've been fed something for so long.
Yeah.
There's got to be balance, and there's got to be some parameters by which you stay in when it comes to the mental side of it as well.
We're talking to Rick Strasser, and he works with FCA in Nevada on SWS Radio. You're having your celebrity basketball game and your three-point shootout and slam dunk contest coming up on Wednesday. March the 4th is going to be over at Faith Lutheran High School. You have a bunch of NFL players and baseball players and NBA and WNBA players.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. Asia Wilson's coming. She's going to be one of the honorary coaches. We're going to have Team Asia versus Team Raiders because Keyshawn Nixon, who's a defensive back for the Raiders, is coming as well. And we're going to be able to have a little fun with that. During the celebrity game, we kind of go by hockey rules because they run in and out. We don't have a lot of dead balls. So we do have refs, but they're kind of there to have fun too. They'll try to keep order, but at the same time, they're there to have a good time.
Yeah, and then last year you had a whole bunch of Golden Knights players, but they keep getting traded.
Right. I know. Our honorary coaches, one's left. Nick Holden is still there, and he just signed a new contract, thankfully, so he'll be around for a little while.
We're talking with Rick Strasser from FCA at SWIS Radio. Here's what's cool about this. You actually have high school students that are going to be participating in the dunk contest and the three-point shootout.
Absolutely. It's all a high school competition when it comes to that part of the competition. But for the ones who win, they're going to be able to play in the second half of the celebrity game with these celebrities from the NFL and the NBA. Last year, the ones who won were able to play as well. And our female winner last year, she was actually owning the celebrity game, crossing over some of these NFL guys, draining threes from all over the place. It was a lot of fun to see.
What's your website where we can get some more information?
Well, FCA.org is our national website, FCA Las Vegas as well. If you want tickets ahead of time, we have an add-on Eventbrite that you can get tickets ahead of time, or you can just get them at the door. Same price, $10 to get in, $5 if you're a CCSD employee or military first responder. Kids under 12 are free. So we just want you to come enjoy, celebrate the athleticism, but celebrate the high character event that it's going to be as well.
We're talking with Rick Strasser from FCA on SWIS Radio. Thanks for coming in today.
Appreciate you having me.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.